My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. Today's Women in Tech community shout out goes out to Carly Miller. Thank you so much for supporting and cheering on Women in Tech. Be sure to say hello to Carly on Instagram at CarleyJMiller. That's CarleyJMiller. You're amazing. Tell her you found her via Women in Tech. If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Command Line Heroes is an original, highly produced, award-winning podcast about the people who transform technology from the command line up, presented by Red Hat. And this is not a technical show. This is a show anyone can enjoy, featuring experts from across the industry. Season 4 is airing now, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and stick around to the end of the show to hear a sneak preview of the brand new season.
Hello, hello. So I've been completely transforming my habits. I read the book Atomic Habits, which I'm sure I've brought up a bunch of times, by James Clear. Well, to be fair, I listened to it on Audible at the end of last year, and it was just a complete game changer. And I've been implementing, you know, developing habits ever since. And one of those habits is to be fit and to eat clean. And, you know, I'm not into dieting, but I'm into living a healthy lifestyle. And I'm really proud of myself. I've been progressively improving every single day, and it's exciting to watch my physical health evolve. And I genuinely think anything we want in this life is possible. It's just a matter of understanding our own makeup. Like, I look at myself like a science project, and I'm just breaking down my elements and figuring out how I function most effectively. And we all function differently. There's not two people that are the same. And we get all this advice all the time of like, oh, if you just do this and this and that. But like, I'm a morning person, you may be a night person, right? And so that's a huge difference in how we're going to live our days and what time activities will make the most sense for us. And like, I have no problem going to sleep early. I think it's great. I don't most times, but I have no problem doing that. It's kind of a treat. Whereas someone else is going to want to stay up all night. Not saying staying up all night and then watching the sunrise in the morning isn't dope, but you get what I mean. Anyway, I really think that anything's attainable with giving ourselves the grace of accepting who we are today and just really becoming, you know, honest with ourselves of who we want to be, and then discovering all the elements that make us us, and tweaking it accordingly and pivoting accordingly, right? Hope you're having a good day, and I'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy the episode. Bye.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So exciting to be across 80 countries strong, over 500 women celebrated. And today we have the co-founder of OpenFace. Yes, OpenFace, who has been demoing at Baltic Sandbox here in Lithuania, is about to be featured on the show. So excited to welcome Chris.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
Bringing the energy. I love it. Give me five for that. Yes. So we are here in Lithuania in Vilnius. Are you from Vilnius?
No, I'm from Russia. I was born in Novosibirsk. It's the city, the heart of Siberia.
Nice.
Cold place.
Nice.
Hot people.
I've always wanted to go there.
Of course.
You know, nothing like going on a cold vacation.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, okay. My name is Chris. It's a short version of Christina. I'm 30 years old. I'm an entrepreneur and a little bit I'm a singer. It's my hobby.
What kind of music do you sing?
I has a band in the past. We create electronic music and, well, I'm singing. Different song.
So you're both a singer and an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Well, I work in media many years.
Yeah.
In Russian popular media about urban, about cities, about political, society, etc. And after that, I went to the IT products.
Right.
Because I'm really interested in that.
Yeah.
And a little bit tired work in media.
Right.
And many years, four. I worked in IT companies.
Yeah.
Different. And my last job, it was a Shelly startup, beauty on demand, manicure, pedicure, brows and vaccine, delivery at home. Well, it's a startup for women, and it's a good experience for me, like an entrepreneur, like, I don't know, IT worker, etc. After the end, when I shut down, worked in Shelly, I stopped and I thought what I should do. And it was my idea. I create the open face.
And when did you first become interested in technology?
I really want and really interested to do something like by your hands.
Right.
What I mean, when you work in media, you create the idea, the mind.
Right.
Not something physical.
Right.
But products. It's not only idea, not only your mind, not only, I don't know. No. Okay, you can use it.
Right.
It's really worked and it's really interesting and it's really important for me. And also I'm really interested in product for women. And it doesn't matter what is it. It's not only about skin projects.
Right, right.
For example, because I really interested, for example, I don't know, dresses for pregnancy woman. It's interesting. What is it?
How, right, right.
What I can do for that? Or, I don't know, I really interested everything about women menstrual cycle. I don't know, different apps. And another one, healthy food, healthy app, comfortable beauty app. Something what we can use and do our life is more comfortable, better, I don't know, cozy, nice.
So we had your co-founder on the show. How did you meet your co-founders? And it's three of you, right?
Yeah, it's three of us. My first co-founder, I think you never met her. She's here
yeah.
in Vilnius, Dina. We worked together in two IT companies
right.
in Debelgis. It's a famous maps company. And in Shelly, it's a women on demand service. Well, and after our together work, I tell her, Dina, let's do something cool together. So 1 year ago, I met Natasha. It's our it's our next co-founder. I met her on a wine party.
Oh, at a wine party. How yeah. perfect.
Yeah, it was a home wine party with friends. I knew all the people in the room. Except her. And we talked with her about personalized medicine and DNA analyzers. And I listened to her and understood that Natasha, she's the person who I need for Open Face. Because Natasha is a chemist. She worked more than 7 years in FMCG company who distribute perfumes, cosmetics. She really professional. And I think I can say that I love Natasha so much.
Aww, what a great relationship to have. It makes me think of this company in Los Angeles. It was, oh my God, they just got acquired. Anyway, it was two women co-founders and they just had the great relationship together.
Yeah. I think it's so important because I'm a member of the team.
Yeah.
It's really important for me. I'm not alone, not the one,
right.
Just team. And it's really important who your friends, who your co-founders, what we do, how we do it.
And Open Face is for personalized skincare. What inspired this idea and how did you even have the understanding how to create it?
I really believe that all we are is unique. You are unique and me too. And I don't know, guy behind this door is unique too. And not only we, like, I don't know, human, like person,
right.
but our skin is unique too. Because the different things, it's like many things suscept on your skin. It's your age, it's climate in your city. I don't know, it's your home cosmetics. It's your genes, of course.
Genes, yeah. Genes.
All these things is important, and all these things is different.
Yeah,
that's why we're different too. And when our cosmetics industry, beauty industry, tell us that it's one thinks it's okay for all of us,
right.
No, one thinks is not okay for all of us, because all we are different.
Yeah.
And I really don't understand how it could be workable. Because 1 year ago, it's an important thing. I have atopic dermatitis.
Yeah.
It's dermatitis. It's chronic skin disease when your skin is itchy, flaky.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah,
you have this.
Yeah, I have this. And it's really, it can crush you in every time.
Yeah. Like, it's so interesting too, because there's nothing noticeable. So it's something that obviously you live with that people would never know.
Yeah, and I think 2 weeks ago I created a story for big women Russian media wonders in about my personal story about atopic dermatitis, and many people write letters for me like, thank you for this story, because it's my story too,
right.
But nobody tell about this
right.
in media, I don't know, in society. It's closed story,
yeah.
And now it's open, because if you open the Instagram, you could see many people with acne, for example. Acne positive. It's a big trend last year.
Yeah.
But it's a rare situation. I think you can see it all. People with eczema or atopic dermatitis.
Yeah.
Except in Russia, of course, you never seen it.
Right.
Because I think in USA, it's not so bad and you can see it.
Yeah.
But in Russia, not. And many people tell me, thank you for this story, because it's my story too. And it's so important that you tell about it.
That's so, it's just so great that your product isn't about vanity, it's about giving people a better life.
Yes, of course, because I really want to do something for people use, not only for me, or not just it's interesting for me or for my co-founder. No, I want to create good products.
How do you even begin to create it? I mean, creating a skincare line seems to me, I know nothing about it. It just seems so daunting. Like there's so much chemistry involved.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different people and skin types. Where do you start?
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so many different people and skin types. Where do you start?
I have some knowledge about it, because I work in media many years, and also I wrote the articles about skin, and I have a blog in Russian platform Telegram. It's a messenger.
Yeah.
I have a blog in the Telegram. It's not blog, like channel, with 9,000 subscribers.
What? That's crazy. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Telegram is sort of like WhatsApp and sort of like Messenger on Facebook, but it is supposedly the most secure way to communicate digitally. And you could have these groups kind of like Slack.
Yeah, it's true.
And so she has a channel, and with this all these things.
Now I show my channel, you see?
Yeah.
How many members?
You need to stop going to your computer. That's it. I'm taking your computer away.
I close it.
She's leaning on her computer.
I really close it.
Look, so many women on this podcast are so brave because doing an interview in a second language or sometimes a fourth language, it's hard. I get it. I totally get it.
Oh,
but I'm glad
so
you closed your computer.
I'm so sorry for my really bad language. Sorry.
I'm sorry for my bad English. I'm from California. All we say is rad, dude. Like. Yeah. Okay, so you have this channel. I'd like to get more into your Telegram channel. Does having over 9,000 followers on this Telegram channel, does that help make your company successful, and how?
Yes, of course it helped, but unfortunately I'm not open information about my company in channel because we doesn't have a public PR company in Russia, but we do that 1-2 weeks and we will do it. But now not. But I know that's my channel. It's really good. I think I can say it. Because every day, many people send me the message with their questions. Like, Chris, thank you for your channel. I have a question. I don't know what I should do with my skin. Or I don't know what I should do with my skin disease, with my problem. Or could you recommend something for this type of skin? And sometimes I give him or her the link for Open Face. And I tell that you could take the survey, the test, and you will know everything.
So I have a couple questions, a lot of questions about the Telegram channel, because I think that's interesting and something that we haven't talked about before and something that would be really useful. But I also just have a question about just Open Face and how it benefits you. So many people are concerned with the aging process. And there's so much research done that if you eat... I know this is going to sound funny, but if you eat really clean and vegetables, you could reverse aging, which, you know, is crazy. How does Open Face affect the aging process? And is it something that people could use to see a dramatic difference in how they're progressing year after year?
Well, we create formulas for aging. Yeah, we have it. Of course, we do that. Also, we use information, your data about your phototype. It's important for aging, for your like visual aging,
right?
Because it's about pigmentation,
yeah,
about your, I don't know, skin condition, and another important thing, like sunburning.
Yeah.
And we use this information. We use information about your age, of course, because, for example, we knew that when woman is in age, like in 45 and more till 60, it's a hormonal disbalance in one body.
Right.
And it's important, and its effect on the skin too, because your estrogen not so cool like before.
Yeah.
And your collagen not so cool before. And we understand it, and we program our algorithm with this information. We use PubMed information, we use ResearchGate and another open source and not open source research for train our algorithm.
Right.
We use data scientists on the board. He work with our data, our information, your photos. We analyze all that. And we can predict some good recommendations, some good analyses, and et cetera. We use different information about you, about your aging. And we create a really good formula with peptides, with retinol, with vitamin C, with antioxidants. All of them is provable. We use only provable ingredients with the research on the PubMed, on the ResearchGate. Only workable formulas. It's important for us because we want to be in the scientific-based business and the scientific-based part. It's important for us. We don't want to create bullshit.
I love it. So before we wrap up, I just think it would be so useful to everybody. And I think, I mean, okay, I have a couple questions. I know we're short on time, but I have a few questions. One, when are you bringing Open Face to Los Angeles? Because I mean, it's just insane how many 20-year-olds are getting Botox and things like that. I think it's a shame. I think it's too much, too soon, if ever. Are you coming to Los Angeles?
I hope, I don't know, 2 years maybe.
Do you ship to the States now?
Not now, but we will.
So if you have a customer, a potential customer listening from the States right now, they can't have Open Face?
I think not now, but maybe a little bit later.
Dun, yes. Dun, dun. Yes, yes. So what countries do you serve right now?
Right now, so I think next month we will open in Nordic market, Nordic countries. And after that, we will go to the UK.
Yeah.
Of course, every time it's a question about money, about
totally
about raising. Yeah, of course. But of course we want, because USA, it's a big dream. I really love this country, especially San Francisco and California.
Oh,
really,
my gosh.
Always in my heart. And my husband, he's fucking love USA. I mean, fucking like it's a great love. It's big love, more than for myself, I think, or for himself. Of course, we want to go to the US.
Okay, and I think this would benefit everybody is understanding the Telegram channel more, because so many people creating companies don't know how to get their word out. When did you create this Telegram channel? Why did you choose Telegram and not Messenger or WhatsApp or Slack? And is the channel specifically focused on skincare or more? How did these over 9,000 mm-hmm. people find
okay.
you? Yeah, all the questions.
Okay. I use Telegram because it's a good instrument and good platforms for chat members. It's like blog, but digital. You have subscribers. They could read your channel every day. And your channel in this app with their families, with their lovers. What does it mean? You can, have a chat with your husband and until 5 minutes, read the story in the channel about skin, for example, all of this on one platform. For example, what's the difference? WhatsApp is just a messenger. Of course, you have group chat for you, your grandmother, your friends, but Telegram is not at all. It's not only chat. It's a platform. Of course, you could have a chat or you could have a private messenger with your friend, for example. But it's also the blog, I think, yes, because it's a little my blog. My blog is called Chris is Typing. I give this name because I want you to think I'm sending a message for you.
And why not also the other one I didn't mention, why not a Facebook group?
I think it's not so popular, maybe, in Russia. In Russia, really popular Instagram. And we have a channel, we have an account in Instagram, but not personal me, but Open Face. And we have a really good channel. We create a good content. If you can read in Russia, let's stay our user. I think it's more popular and it's a good channel. And it's really comfortable for me because, as I say, every day people send me a message.
Yeah.
Their questions, and I answer this question very fast because it's near.
And how did you get to over 9,000 people?
Well, I a little bit work in media now. I'm not a journalist in some, magazines, but I wrote articles in a different media about skin. It's my global focus now.
Awesome.
And I know that people really loved and read my articles, and they send me letters or messages. And I forget your question, our Russian media could link your blog.
Oh,
because you're a writer. They link.
And yeah.
People find me and okay.
And you
it's
could link
channel.
Your Telegram book.
Your Telegram
link. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with the Women in Tech podcast. How can people connect with you and find you forward? Is there a way you could share your Telegram link right now?
My Telegram channel, Chris is Typing.
And you just search it on Telegram?
Yes, yes, you can search it at Telegram.
And where else can people connect with you? On LinkedIn?
Yeah, I really want it, but in Russia, LinkedIn is blocked.
Oh, interesting. So where else is good to connect? Email, Twitter, Instagram?
Facebook is pretty good. I answer on Facebook. Yeah, every day.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
Chris Farberova. KRISFARBEROVA.
Thank you so much. It's so interesting that in Russia, LinkedIn is blocked. And to think about things like that, depending on the geography we're in, that we have access to or don't have access to different resources.
Yeah.
And so because it's blocked. Here you have Telegram, and it's just so fascinating how this world works. What's one huge obstacle you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
One time we have no money. The money is end. And we're fundraising in Russian investors, and everyone tell us no. The different reasons. And one of these reasons was because we are women. And it's not interesting because it's absolutely man's world, raising money, business. And in one time, we have no money and we have many problems because we should pay the bills and do some serious things. And I open Facebook and see the story from investors who tell us no. I opened their account and I saw the share, post share, from Baltic Sandbox. Research who find project with women founders.
Right, right.
Women in tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I see girls. Let's call. And we call to Max. We tell this with him.
Max and Sandra, who runs Baltic Sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah. And guys tell us, wow, you have amazing project. How? What? Let's go to our accelerator or let's go to our boot camp. And we came in Vilnius, I think 1 month ago, maybe. And one VC is interested from us. And now, after 1 month, we have a term sheet about...
Amazing!
Yeah, we have a term sheet.
And how much are you raising? Are you allowed to say?
$250K.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And 1 month before, we have no money.
That's insane.
And we think, what?
And it's because of Baltic Sandbox.
Yeah,
yeah. That's amazing.
It's because of Baltic Sandbox. Yeah. I think I can't find the right words to tell full the story how I feel in this moment when I have no money and I have a team, I have an office, I have bills, and it's really depressing. I feel really bad. And one day I just opened Facebook and just see the post.
I've been there and I understand, and it's a horrible feeling, and it's such a magical experience when the universe just supports you in the most unexpected ways.
Yes, I believe in that.
I remember when I raised money too, before I raised money, I was in bed just so sad, feeling like, how am I going to make it to the next day? And then I had a similar serendipitous journey, and then I raised money. It was just crazy. It's crazy how this world works. Yeah.
And it's so hard. I don't know. It's so hard for me. And I'm really happy that now we have all that they have.
And what is your favorite tech tool, app, software, website?
Oh, good question. Really interesting. I think it's Flow.
What's Flow?
It's a menstrual cycle.
Oh, is it Flow?
Yeah,
F-L-O.
Flow. Yeah, yeah.
Menstrual. Subscription service.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Subscription service.
Awesome.
With good content. Yes.
And then last question is, what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Piece of advice. If you can, please try to don't feel pain. Because sometimes I think about it, how I can go forward when everything in my life is really bad. For example, you have no money. And I think that it's interesting thing that I can't, don't feel the pain a long time.
Yeah.
And only these things is the reason why I can go forward. Because I don't feel pain and I can go forward.
Or you do things despite the pain?
Yeah, maybe, but I go forward. And of course, I feel really bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it. It is just about just because I don't feel pain. But of course, after this time, I'm looking forward and I thought, my God, how bad. God damn it.
Yeah.
How painful this.
Right.
But in moment, I don't feel pain.
It's amazing. Thank you again for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you. It's amazing. Thank you.
To connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there to the Women in Tech Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, it's Chris Farberova, CEO of OpenFace Digital Skin Diagnostic and Personalized Skincare Service based in Moscow, Russia. And you listen to Women in Tech.
I'd like to tell you about an all-new season of Command Line Heroes, a podcast presented by Red Hat. No one ever said hardware was easy. In Season 4, Command Line Heroes is telling 7 special stories about people and teams who dared to change the rules of hardware, and in the process, changed how we all interact with technology.
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices and what it took to get here?
There was this blue box on a table, and he said, well, here it is. I said, well, what is it? He said, it's a microcomputer.
What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. These machines, they revolutionized our lives and blew the doors open to what was possible.
How many people here had a computer versus how many people intended to get one? Only one or two people actually had them, and they would bring them to the club meeting. What are you going to do with it? And nobody had an answer.
The key thing about time sharing was that the computer needed some way of being able to sort of stop its own clock.
The creators of the floppy drives are not household names by any means. If it wasn't for that, PCs would have been adopted much more slowly.
This January 28th, we launched Season 4 of Command Line Heroes, an original podcast from Red Hat. And this season, it's all about the hardware. We'll hear the stories behind some iconic machines and the people who dared to create them.
I was the kid that always took things apart, took my older sister's toys apart.
This is just another bag on the side of the Eclipse, a skin job. Nope, this is a whole new machine.
The process of passing the tapes around and encouraging and building upon each other's results is really what made the personal computer industry.
We're exploring mini computers, mainframes, the first personal computers, floppies, early smartphones, and game consoles. And we're also going to hear how the community ethos that drove those early hardware heroes to build those machines still exists today in the open source hardware movement.
The values of sharing are still there. I mean, it's in the entire open source community.
The machine, in a way, was kind of a bit character. It was the people who were the real guts of what it was about.
I'm Saranyat Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast and keep on coding.
So thank you, and eat your sandwiches.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.